And be part of one unforgettable summer event at Liberty Mountain USA. For tickets and full event details, go to libertymountainusa.com. Click on events and get your tickets today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the last half hour here on this Friday, July 3rd, 2026 edition. Greatly appreciate Missy coming on the show today and breaking it down so simply for us. If you would like the screenshot of her personal cell phone number, text me 231-360-5140 is my number. Store it in your phone as Trucker Randy. Text me the word Missy. M-I-S-S-Y. I'll send you the screenshot of her cell phone number. You can talk to her directly. She's working from home today. The office is closed. You can talk directly to her or send her a text message. Phone number 269-317-0906. Again, 269-317-0906. Text me, Missy, and I'll send you the screenshot. You just heard the commercial for Liberty Mountain USA Ted Nugent's event. It's coming 3 weeks from tomorrow, July 25th. Well, tickets for tomorrow's event, Independence Day, July 4th, 2026, 250 years ago, we became a nation. We are going to have a birthday party like you will not believe. It's going to be a private, intimate, indoor concert, I'm being told. Weatherologist is looking at the weather. They're saying it's going to be heavy rains tomorrow afternoon. So there's a very good possibility that this concert will be indoors inside the airplane hangar, complete with lighting, sound system, entertainment, food, trucks outside, beverages inside, great evening, private concert with Mark Farner, American band. This is going to be absolutely, absolutely a phenomenal experience. You need to come and be a part of it. Tickets are still available. You're hearing my voice today live on this microphone. It repeats every 3 hours. It will be repeating all night long and tomorrow until 5 o'clock. You can buy your tickets online. I've just been informed also that you can buy tickets at the gate tomorrow. If you don't want to purchase online this late, tell them Trucker Randy sent you. You can pay at the gate. $15 is all it takes to get you into the event. Kids 12 and under are free. So if you end up having a 4th of July picnic together with the family, come on down to Liberty Mountain. 7 o'clock is when most of the music will start. If it's raining out, well, we may not even get the fireworks show. So we'll see how this all plays out. Got to be fluid with the weather. We will respond. But the one good thing about this venue is we can get almost 2,000 people inside the airplane hangar. It might be tight, 1,500, 1,000, no problem at all. But if the weather's bad, we're not going to be able to open up the hangar doors and blow the music out to the mountain. So we're going to bring it inside. So we'll see how this goes. Looking forward to you guys joining us again. You can buy tickets at the gate. I've just been informed because of us moving it inside, we will have seating available. You'll be able to come and show up and we'll get you inside. No problem. I want to mention this final wrap-up here for this week. Legislatively, I just got a text message alert from the news service and got an email to confirm it. It appears that there will be a floor vote on the budget before the state reps and the state senators leave for 4th of July. What they're looking at is basically trying to get all this wrapped up and done before they head home for the summer break. Governor Gretchen Whitmer says she sits by in her office. She's available for phone calls, communications with the Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, and the Senate Majority Leader, Winnie Brinks. If necessary, she said she's willing to come to the Capitol in person to get this done before they leave for summer. This has never been done before on July 3rd. They missed the deadline last year. They didn't get anything done basically in time to get it to the governor. They had to come back after the summer recess, after Labor Day, and get things done in September before the September 30th deadline. Well, it appears that they do have a deal. 65 policy bills are going to be included in the budget package. No new taxes. No withdrawal from the rainy day fund. Also, even though the Republicans were trying for it, they wanted to have some type of property tax relief. Well, that got axed, which is exactly what should happen to property taxes anyway. They should all be axed. Ax my tax effort, Carla Wagner. Well, unfortunately, she didn't get enough signatures to put it on the ballot. So Republicans in the House caucus trying to get that done, and it just could not get across the finish line. The governor and the Democrat-controlled Senate put a stop to it, would not negotiate on that issue. So Matt Hall says, we're moving on. We'll get it done in the fall. Now, one of the other things that I noticed here, too, Eagle, and this is kind of interesting, stricter regulations on dams, higher fees for construction and repair permit applications, 10-year licensing cycles, and proof that engineers have been involved in at least projects beforehand, passed the Senate late last night, 22-15, as part of the crush of bills that cleared the legislative session last night. Senate Bill 947, sponsored by Senators Michael Weber of Rochester Hills and John DeMoose, our state senator and Republican from Harbor Springs, joined the Democrats. Weber and DeMoose were the only two Republicans that joined the 20 Democrat senators in voting for this bill. But there was a unique twist to this bill, because Senator Mallory McMorrow, Democrat from Royal Oak, as well as State Representative Republican Bill Schuette from Midland, his concurring bill, House Bill 5485, moved yesterday as well. All of this was in response to the 2020 failures of the Edenville and Sanford dams. You remember that. During COVID, during the lockdowns, when people could not come up north to their cottages or second homes, Governor Gretchen Whitmer flying over the disaster area in a helicopter, her husband was at their cottage on Birch Lake. Kind of interesting. Well, it happened along the Tittabawassee River in the Midland area. The dams created back in the early 1920s were used to generate hydropower instead of providing flood control. In the late 1990s, the federal government flagged the dams because the Edenville Dam did not meet spillway capacity expectations that would prevent overtopping a probable maximum flood condition. Hydropower revenue wasn't enough to cover the needed updates. Well, McMorrow explained to reporters yesterday that her Senate Bill 947 gives more ownership and teeth to EGLE, the Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy. We are seeing extreme weather conditions increasing every year. One of the minor details that was put into this bill was the elimination of the definition a 200-year storm, because now it's not every 200 years. Now it's starting to happen every few years. It happens more regularly than we've seen in the past. Recent rainstorms, for example, just this past week, wiped out certain roads and even bridges in our state. Folks, we have a problem right here in Antrim County, M88, east of 31. Yesterday, I was down in Traverse City area. I was going to take the back way to Chum's Corners. The bridge, the road is washed out down there. Had to turn around and go backtrack 5 miles and getting back over to US 31. Well, State Senator McMorrow says, with this happening more and more, we need to be prepared. We need our infrastructure and our roads and bridges to be prepared, and our dams. Most recently, the Sheboygan Lock and Dam spent the month of April at the brink of failure due to spring snowmelt, heavy rains, and more than a century contributing to outdated design issues in the dam itself. This new bill, Senate Bill 947, requires dam operators to submit emergency plans presumptively to the state, anticipating heavy rains, spring flooding, and other emergency incidents. Not doing so could result in penalties that could be pursued by Eagle or even the Attorney General's office. Regulatory agencies can work with the dam owners to execute plans rather than having to come up in the midst of an emergency and try to figure out what to do. McMorrow said the Edenville Dam failure more than 6 years ago was catastrophic. $265 million of damage on top of families losing their homes, their waterfront property, and all of their belongings. Both of these bills, Senate Bill 947, House Bill 5485, have very similar intentions, and we will work together to get it done. This is the most important thing we can do for our state and our fellow citizens. So that all is happening, folks, while they're wrapping up the budget. Final segment of today, final segment of this week. Short break, a word from our loyal sponsors. We'll be right back.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
This July 4th, celebrate America's 250th birthday at the biggest party in mid-Michigan at Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell. Featuring Mark Farner's American Band, the Dave Mead Band, and more special guests. Sing along to classic hits, enjoy a spectacular fireworks finale, and camp on-site for the full weekend. Tickets start at just $15. Kids 12 and under are free. Don't miss it. Get your tickets now at libertymountainusa.com and click on events. Come join us and bring your friends.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the final segment of this week. And I just want to say for the record that I absolutely applaud Matt Hall and the Republican caucus in the State House. Negotiating with the Senate Democrats and this governor to get this budget done, even though it's 2 days late compared to their statutory deadline. It's something that needed to be done, and I'll tell you why. This process that's heading into the next 30 days that starts tomorrow, primary election on August 4th, they needed to get their work done knowing that this budget is done and over and now is sent to the governor for her review, facing her veto pen and her signature. Now it's on the governor. So she can get out her reading glasses and she can sip her glasses of wine and sit there and go through all these pages contained in this year's fiscal year 2027 budget. Do with it what you want. The bottom line is this. Their work is done. Now they can go and knock on doors, put up signs, talk to people, attend debates. We've got two debates coming up this week that are televised for the governor's race. This coming Wednesday, July 8th, televised debate on Fox 2 Detroit. Next night, the very next night, Thursday, July 9th, Rick Elbum on Wood TV in Grand Rapids. Televised debates with the, I believe, Republican governors, candidates. I don't believe Jocelyn Benson and Chris Swanson, the two Democrats running, are going to be part of it. I'm not sure. But I know the debates have been set and it's a done deal. So, why is that important? Because we have to get the right candidates, the right nominees elected on August 4th. Democrats are going to be voting for Jocelyn Benson to be their governor candidate. Chris Swanson's going to lose. Benson will be the candidate running for governor for the Democrats. Republican race is up in the air. Even with Donald Trump's endorsement of John James, Perry Johnson is hammering James relentlessly on radio and TV. Even mailers and even social media pop-up ads on Facebook and other social media pages. Mike Cox continues to pound the pavement and do his thing. Question is going to be, who's going to show up at these debates on Wednesday and Thursday? Who's going to come out the winner? Who's got the best vision, the best plans, the best policies to fix the state of Michigan, everything that Governor Gretchen Whitmer and the Democrats have done to our state for the last 7.5 years? This is going to be a critically important 30 days. Now, if you've already received your absentee ballot, you haven't marked it yet, if you'd like assistance for the races that I'm familiar with, give me a call, give me a text. Anytime after 12 noon, Monday through Friday, no problem. Be glad to answer your questions. One thing you do have to understand, though, once we get below state representative, when you start getting to the county levels, I can't help you. 83 counties in the state, I have no idea who's running in those races. I can't help. But when it comes to governor, I'm voting for Perry Johnson on August 4th. U.S. Senator, of course, Mike Rogers, the only Republican on the ballot, I'm voting for him. State senators, state reps, person I'm voting for Congress is Justin Michael. Of course, my senator, John DeMoose, on the ballot, unopposed. My state representative, John Roth, on the ballot, unopposed. Once we get past the August 4th primary, folks, later August, there will be state conventions that will nominate officially the candidates that were endorsed at the March convention for the Republicans, the April convention for the Democrats. Anthony Ferlini will be nominated officially for Secretary of State. Doug Lloyd for the Republicans will be officially nominated for Attorney General. Then it's game on. And less than probably a month from those conventions, those state conventions, the absentee ballots in September start going out for the November election. This is going to go very quickly. We've been talking about it for over a year heading into this year's midterm election. Well, guess what? It's game on. It's crunch time. So again, if you have any questions about who to vote for, text me. I'll be glad to share my opinion and what I'm voting for. Greatly appreciate a couple of folks texting me, Missy. I sent you back her personal cell phone number, 269-317-0906. She's working from home. You can give her a call right now. Well, that's it for this week. That's it for Lansing. That's it for this week's show. Again, you still have an opportunity to get your tickets for tomorrow. But now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. See you tomorrow at the mountain. Have a great weekend, everybody. Happy birthday, America.
Trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's